Hello all, and welcome to our semi-final episode of the Blues Bearcast. We will have a special final episode featuring some of our great eights at the end of the year. For this episode, we'll be talking about endings and new beginnings. Endings can be very emotional. Some people get sad that the end of the chapter in their lives is over. Some people think about missing what they have. Some people don't know what they've got till it's gone. One thing we do know is that every ending is a new beginning. We just don't know it at the time. Beginnings can be scary. Endings are usually unexpected, but it's the middle that counts the most. So make the most of your middle and appreciate those times, because you may not know what you got till it's gone.
Welcome to the Bruce Bear Podcast, because we actually have the logo in the gym. This is the Lion King review for the, what is it, play? Musical. That's the word. So, we have, introduce yourselves.
I'm Charlotte, I played Scar.
I'm Abby, and I played Nala.
Okay, there we go. So, I have a bunch of questions for you, which they have no idea what they are. That made him laugh a lot. Gosh. Okay. Which was the hardest song or scene to learn?
For me, it was probably the final scene because the music was playing in the background and you had to get the timing right with your lines.
I have to say that Shadowland was really hard to do, but I think that some of the Lioness choreography was really hard to learn.
Mm. How many lionesses were there?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Like, we had a different number every show, I think. But about five to seven, sometimes four.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Drop the lions. Okay. Which costume was your favorite besides your own costumes? I really like the lioness costumes.
My favorite was probably Zazu's. It was just so fancy and fun.
Did she have, like, rollerblades on?
Yeah.
Oh, she fell in one of the shows? It was great.
It was pretty bad.
It was amazing.
But the show went on.
Evelyn was Zazu, right?
Yeah.
Evelyn.
Shout out to Evelyn.
Well, oh, I love doing shout-outs. Shout out Evelyn.
Yeah.
Way to get back up. Where...
What did you do?
What was your favorite costume?
Oh, I have to say that the Scar costume was pretty awesome. It had this whole backboned harp thing that was really funny.
My spine. Yeah.
I thought, because I saw a bunch of like tubes, I thought it was going to like, something was going to fly out
That's
of it.
That's what
like,
everyone thought.
Because did you see the tubes?
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to have like smoke come out of it, which was a little disappointed because you're a tech genius. You could have thought of something, but.
I don't know anywhere in Lion King where Scar smokes from his back.
No, but like.
In my cave or something.
Yeah, in the cave, really sitting in the smoke. Like, you wouldn't, Mr. Shabazz.
Machine in there.
Which was your favorite song?
Lou, how Hawaiian treat? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Lou, Hawaiian treat.
Yeah, that was my favorite. Bailey hated it, but I loved it. It was amazing.
Which one was that?
She put on like this Hawaiian skirt and sang.
Oh yeah. Mm.
Oh, I love.
Short but sweet.
Yeah.
I loved He Lives in You and They Live in You. Those ones just turned out really cool. Those are the ones with the candles.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to see every show, didn't you?
Sure did. Every show was fabulous.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
How long did it take to figure out like the lighting? Or did you already know?
I had nothing to do with lighting.
Well,
that's not true. I had set up some of it, but not really anything to do with it. It was all winter around the lights.
Oh.
And the lady did the lights.
Well, what did you do?
I was doing sound.
Oh, so like, oh, so that was you who had the miscue on turning the mic on?
It was me doing miscues for sure.
Yeah.
It was an adventure doing sound as it always is.
Mm.
Okay. Lights not working, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
So, did all the teachers work on the set? Like, or was the set already?
The set was mostly students.
Yeah.
Like, they painted.
Bailey and Crow did my cave, Scar's Cave, so shout out to them.
Shout out. So it was, like, when did they start making the set, do you know?
Well, they had some of the pieces from existing sets, and they painted over them or used curtains to cover them. But it was mostly, like, the week or two before the show was...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they crunch timed it.
Mm. And then did the students also help make the costumes, or was that...
That was... What's her name?
Miss Olko.
She did all the costumes.
She's with the Divisional Musical, so we borrowed their costumes.
Mm. Okay. I was going to say, what was Scar's backpack made out of? Why were there, tubes?
It was kind of one of those parachute bags sort of thing. I don't even really know what it was, but it was like a backpack, so.
Okay.
It looked like it was hard to wear, was it?
It was.
Was it heavy?
My back was sore for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm. We kind of covered this. Which choreo was the hardest to, like, learn? Which one took the longest?
I don't know. I mean, you weren't really in.
Yeah, you didn't dance much. Which choreo looked the hardest to learn to you?
I'd say not exactly the whole choreo, but for Be Prepared, we had to take out this one part because the ensemble, they just couldn't do this box step or whatever.
They couldn't do it.
So we had to take it out.
Oh, so they're, like... Were there certain things that, like, as you guys, like, during your rehearsals that you were like, we can't do this?
Yeah.
We found that because so many people were away at different times, I don't think we ever had a rehearsal with every single person.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. So, for it to make it easier, we had to take out some things just to, so that people could be there.
And didn't Nico end up playing two parts?
Yeah.
In, like...
He learned his lines in a day and the whole part in a week. Yeah, we found out about a week before the shows.
So what was the second part he played?
Young Simba, as well as older Simba.
Oh. So you missed the show because Arlie was young Simba to start, correct?
Mm-hmm. For the first show, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Makes more sense. Okay.
How about this question instead? Your laughter.
When Nico burped during his lines?
So the answer is I didn't. Gosh, I thought it was a voice crack. I was talking to him about it yesterday.
Hey guys.
And I thought it was a voice crack. And I laughed anyway, which was hard because I was kind of supposed to be like angry. But I kind of laugh when I talk anyway.
So let's explain this. Half of our audience probably didn't even know this happened, but who played a major character in
like
a scene where it was
main character.
To be, yeah,
main character.
Nala and Simba.
It was just the two of us.
Nala was supposed to be mad at Nico, Simba, and Nico burped.
In the middle of his lines.
Yeah. He was. He made it through the song. He held on, he lasted through the song, but,
not something you can mute on cue.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, that was on Nico, not on you. Yeah.
Show goes on.
All
over, show goes on.
Oh, another note I have written down is, Mike Delay, Lord Brian Benjaminson's.
There was Mike Delay?
Yeah.
Was it really like a delay?
Well, there was one.
Oh,
someone started talking.
The beginning of the show delay thing?
Yeah.
Was
Lord Brian Benjaminson.
Great.
I mean, yeah, you did step up for the rest of the... But I think that's it.
They should ask you questions right now, like, did you like it? Be honest.
No, it was terrible.
Joking.
See, I'm really
people
funny.
Can't see smile.
Oh, good point. It was really good. I don't remember the last time I was at a musical, but the set was really cool.
What was your favorite part? Like, I don't know, favorite scene or song or moment?
Oh, gosh. I actually thought it was kind of cool when, what's Mufasa's the dad?
Mm-hmm.
When he died and, like, they had, like, the... that sounds really gruesome. Yeah, and, like, how they put, like, the lion head on the ground so it looked like... That's really gruesome, but I just thought it was well thought out so that...
Originally, we were supposed to have Memphis, who's Mufasa, have him lie on the ground on top of a piece of fabric, and the lioness had to pick him up and take him off stage, but we decided that might not be the best idea.
But see, it was a smart idea to have, like, it look like dead lion.
Who's your favorite character?
You don't have to say one of us.
I mean, you two were really good, but Adam, just because his costume was so funny, he bent down at one point and his whole costume just, like, scrunched up.
When he was walking backstage, he had to grab the hula hoop in it and pull it up and walk around like that so he wouldn't
trip. It
was
so funny. Mm-hmm. It was I mean, you guys were really good. It was his costume was just so funny.
Best costume award to Adam.
Yeah, and when he bowed, it just scrunched up. It was so funny. Yeah, shout out Adam. Half these people we're shouting out probably aren't going to be listening to this podcast right now.
We'll just make them.
Okay, for some.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think so.
We do a little ending so we can actually put it in there.
What?
I don't know.
Huh?
Well, it has to end somehow.
Oh.
Because.
Wait, what?
Do a little thing yourself, saying something like, I really enjoyed the Lion King musical. Whatever.
Thank you to all the staff and students who helped out in the production of the Lion King musical. Thank you, Abby and Charlotte, for coming on the podcast. It was very enjoyable.
Well done.
Applause.
We're back with a new segment of our podcast, Lightning Answers with Allie. So the way this works is you are going to ask our special guests three questions, and they will need to answer as quickly as they can. Let's try this out. Are you ready for Lightning Answers with Allie?
No.
Well, too bad.
Okay.
Here we go. Favorite food?
Greek food.
Favorite music?
Anything like R&B. Sure.
Favorite season?
Summer.
Nice. All done.
Well,
now it's your turn to get everyone else.
Go. Okay. Favorite food?
Rice.
Favorite music?
Queen.
Favorite season?
Spring.
Favorite moment of the year?
Fall.
Taking it in for that one. Favorite moment this year?
Okay, favorite moment of the year so far?
Choir.
Sign, rail, carrot, book.
Choir in general.
Ready? Oh, favorite color?
Where did you guys get
pink
from?
Favorite board game?
Clue. Oh,
favorite color pen?
Did you have?
Black.
I have a full set
where I'm going to go. That one. Oh! Favorite moment of the year?
Yeah, okay, because I remember putting this in the
form. Gosh. Okay. I don't even know. I'd have to say when the cast list went up and I turned and screamed, I got Nala to Charlotte, which probably wasn't the best idea.
It scared me.
I was just so excited.
Okay, favorite food?
Pizza.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite plant?
Turquoise. Cactus.
Okay, favorite moment of the year so far?
Yesterday.
Why yesterday?
I don't know. First, I get in my head.
Okay, favorite hairstyle?
Yeah, hair with like a top right off the start. Do a different
one. Okay, favorite animal?
Dolphins.
Favorite season?
Summer.
Favorite board game?
Life.
What is your favorite moment of the school year?
Watching the kids do the Winter Olympics.
Perfect.
Done. Okay. Favorite item of clothing? Go!
Shirt.
Favorite food?
Macaroni and cheese.
Favorite music?
Musical.
Favorite moment of the school year?
The time I burped halfway through one of my lines.
Beautiful. Okay, ready?
I guess.
Favorite workout?
My favorite workout?
Yeah.
Cardio.
Favorite item of clothing?
Sweater.
Favorite season?
Spring.
Favorite moment of the year, of the school year?
Beating everyone on the mile run.
Oh! Okay. Favorite music artist?
Shawn Mendes.
Favorite flavor of gum?
Strawberry kiwi.
Favorite color of pen?
Of what?
A pen. Favorite color?
Blue.
What was your favorite moment of the year?
Probably band class. Okay, now I'm back on
yeah. Favorite hairstyle?
The lob.
Favorite animal?
Cat.
Favorite unit?
In math.
Oh, right. Favorite math unit?
Algebra.
I knew she was gonna say that. Favorite moment of the school year?
Volleyball games with staff.
Boom. See? Okay. Favorite plant?
My favorite plant?
Yeah.
That's a loaded question.
Okay.
Have you seen the jungle in my classroom?
Favorite color pen?
Purple.
Favorite sport?
Volleyball, of course.
Favorite item of clothing?
Big, massive, comfy hoodies.
Favorite moment of the school year?
The very first field trip we finally got to go on after 2 years of COVID.
Boom.
Stupidity.
Go. Favorite board game?
Monopoly.
Favorite instrument?
Tuba.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite moment of the school year?
Playing volleyball.
Playing volleyball with my pals.
With my pals.
We're on...
Okay, go. It's
May. Okay. Podcast jokes for Sarah and Cadence to laugh at it in their middle school reunion.
Woo!
Part 6, I think. Yeah. I like to spend every day as if it's my last. Staying in bed and calling for a nurse to bring me more pudding.
Oh, wow.
I'm so
angry. Where's my joke?
Oh, I mean, go.
What did the coffee report to the police?
No.
A mugging. Why did you say no? No.
I'm so funny.
For sure.
I got fired from my job at the bank today. An old lady came in and asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
That sounds like you. If you see a crime happen at the Apple store, what does that make you? An eyewitness, because, yeah.
I don't get it.
Sarah, can February, March?
What?
No, but April, May. Go, Sarah!
Don't worry if you miss a gym session. Everything will work out.
Wow, he's like one of those people on the ads, like, you get a gym membership.
Wait,
or whatever.
Can, what?
How do lawyers say goodbye?
I don't know.
We'll be suing you.
Mm-hmm. So like, funny.
Okay, well, whatever.
I have a good one. Your mom, that's the punchline.
That's your joke?
Yeah, it's literally right here, look.
I ordered a chicken and an egg on Amazon.
Okay, and?
I'll exactly. Let you know.
Okay, last but our favorite joke. What sound does a monkey make when it explodes? In 3, 2, 1.
Ba-boom!
And that's it, bye. We're done.
Thanks for joining us on the latest episode of the Bearcast. We'll be back with one more final episode for the year.